producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, folks. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio in an hour that is presented by Jet G-Code. I am joined now by Robin Knapp of G-Code. Robin, well, first things first. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing just fine. Now, Robin spent his entire first career in law enforcement. And in law enforcement, Robin, when you're walking around carrying a gun, the holster is never something you scrimp on now, is it?
That's exactly right. I mean, that's probably, other than your weapon itself, that's probably your most critical equipment that you want to be carrying around, most definitely.
Well, it's got to be something that can hold on to it if you're chasing somebody, and at the same time, if you decide to snatch it out of it, it's got to let go of it when you want it to.
Exactly. I mean, when you're purchasing a holster or anything like that, carrying your weapon platform, you definitely are worried about retention. You're worried about how it fits and how it performs, and you definitely don't want your equipment to fail, especially if you're going to get into a shooting situation or something like that. So, yeah, the equipment, the holster, is extremely important.
Now, when you're trying, for those of you that have never seen a G-Code holster before, the closest form factor in mass market you might find is the abysmal Blackhawk type holster. But the G-Code holster is so much more than that. If you had to describe the G-Code system, how would you put it to somebody?
From my standpoint, there's a couple of things that come to mind. Number one, quality. That stands out as the foremost thing, is the quality build of the holster. But the difference between our holsters and the competition's, and again, the competition out there makes some great holsters, don't get me wrong. But the difference with our holsters, per se, is that the owner, our CEO, Mr. Evans, he didn't just think of these ideas in his head and said, hey, this would be kind of a cool concept. What he did was, prior to making any holsters, he listened. He listened to the people that carry this equipment the majority of the time during a day, i.e. law enforcement, military, instructors, and individuals like that are professional shooters. He actually listened to their advice. He listened to what kind of concepts that they had and what they would like to see in a holster. And what he did was, he took those ideas and basically extrapolated that into a pattern and into a design. And so a lot of the things that you see in our holsters, especially the Incog, for example, were based on our customers and what they wanted and what they felt was comfortable and what they felt was probably the better product in terms of carrying concealed weapons, et cetera. So I would think that's probably one of the biggest differences, besides quality, is the fact that the customer or the consumer base had a direct impact on the designs of most of our holster systems.
The Incog that he's referring to is the Haley Strategic Partners collaboration between G-Code and Travis Haley. This is their inside the waistband holster, which is very, very small form factor. It's the same Kydex, but it's wrapped in this little fuzzy coating that really makes it sort of comfortable. And
correct.
Doesn't take up, but you can reholster the gun, which is very important if you're in a shooting situation. The reholstering becomes important after that point, and that helps it. It makes it easy to reholster. The G-Code, my primary carry system outside the waistband is the G-Code OSH, and I carry it in a paddle configuration. What I like about that, Robin, is that for a paddle holster, it does not get away from my body. It hugs me pretty tight, and I still have all that G-code goodness as far as what I'm sticking the gun into and everything else. I don't have any worries about the gun going where I don't want it to go.
Exactly. And the thing about the OSH system, just to kind of share with you my own personal experiences, you know, I spent 25-plus years in federal law enforcement, and most of that time I spent working special ops or narcotics and things of that nature. But there were times that I also worked violent crimes. So taking those two disciplines into account, you basically utilize two different carry systems. Obviously, working narcotics or special ops, I was undercover most of the time, so I wanted something that I could carry concealed that didn't print, that was comfortable, and that I had confidence in as far as retention. Working general crimes or violent crimes, you're mostly working in a suit, and I wanted a holster system that was comfortable for me in the sense that, number one, retention again, hugging my body and knowing that it was comfortable, so I would carry the OSH. And in fact, the OSH system I used yesterday, because I had to qualify, I have to qualify annually, even as a retiree, for weapons qualification, and I qualified with two weapon platforms, and I was using what we call our paddle adapter, which has the RTI wheel on it, with an OSH configuration. So I could qualify with my Glock 42, I snapped it in, went through some combat courses with it, never had a problem with it. When I was done with that particular portion, I switched over to my Glock 26, and all I did was take the holster off and snap in my 26 OSH RTI system, and it worked like a champ. So you're absolutely correct. The OSH system is probably one of our popular systems as far as law enforcement is concerned and just the average range shooter, because they like the simplicity of being able to put that holster on and off, but at the same time maintain that strong sense of retention. And it does hug close to your body. And like I said, I absolutely love it. I've carried the OSH for several years before I retired and came to work for Scott.
We're coming up on the first break. They have two other outside-the-waistband holsters, one called the XST.
Correct.
And then my favorite holster, just from both the function and, quite honestly, the look, the sock. And the commonality between those two is they both have a retention bar.
Correct.
And, yeah, I know there's other holsters out there that have the retention bar, but what I like about the G-code system, Robin, they're not big. They're very small systems. I mean, if you start looking at like Safari Land, that whole system, if you want to wear a drop leg system, that's just a gigantic affair. I mean, you'd have to have a separate bag to carry that.
And I totally understand.
Go ahead.
The thing that I think separates us from all other competitors out there is, again, it's the simplicity but practicality of our system. One of the things, going back to the NCOG, going back to the OSH, and then you include the XSTs and SOCs, you know, the XST system and the SOC system and along with the OSH system are OWBs, or outside the waistband holster systems. We get that. But at the same time, you know, we're concerned about the profile of the holster system itself, trying to make it very simplistic, but yet very practical and very reliable. And I think that's the whole concept behind what we're trying to do here at G-Code, is we're trying to make a better system, a more efficient system for the people out there. Most of the people that you're going to find using the XSTs and the sock holster system are going to be your law enforcement and your military. Obviously, you got your level 2 canopy that's over the hammer of the weapon, and then of course with the sock system you have the light cowlings available so that you can carry particular light systems with your weapon. So again, a lot of the competition out there, they do make good products. It's just a matter of differences in concept and what we're trying to do.
When we come back, I want to talk about RTI, because the RTI system, and this is what sets G-Code apart, there's literally thousands of combinations you can set these holsters up to run with, and we're going to let Robin tell you about them when we get back. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. And speak of the devil, we're talking to G-Code right now. Joining me from G-Code is Robin Knapp. You texted it to me. What is it that you are the sales rep in charge of LE and military, which I can't think of a better person they could have done it with.
Exactly, Bill. I'm actually the director for customer service and also the dealer and law enforcement representative for G-Code.
Now, the RTI system, for me, I really like the RTI system, and that was real. That sort of sets you guys apart a little bit, just because one, it's a very small form factor, and two, you sell how many thousands of combinations can a G-code holster be set up in?
Actually, it's probably unlimited, to be honest with you. I mean, the RTI wheel is one of the most innovative things that I've ever seen in law enforcement, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the concept and the practicality of the RTI. As I was telling you earlier, I have an RTI paddle adapter, which means the RTI wheel is mounted on the paddle. And
right.
When you're out qualifying, and you're qualifying with different weapon platforms, you know, you have to take your paddle off and put on another holster. But, you know, I was qualifying with two different weapons, actually three, and I was able to just keep that paddle holster on with the wheel because I have separate holsters for my other weapons with the OSH RTI hangers. They lock into place. I qualify when I'm done. I take that holster off. I keep the same paddle system and lock the other holster in, and you can just move on. The thing about the RTI wheel, and again, that's what actually attracted me to come work for G-Code, because in law enforcement, if you talk to any cop out there, he's got a trunk load or a closet full of holsters that he or she has tried throughout the years of their career. Guaranteed. I mean, my wife gets on me now because I have a Foot Locker full of holsters that I've tried, I don't like, etc. But when I started using G-Code, I have a trunk now that's just full of G-Code, because every one of those holsters I've used, I like, and depending on the situation, would use them. The thing that got me, though, was the RTI wheel system. The ability to be flexible in terms of your weapon platforms, be able to interchange systems immediately without having to go through this big ruckus of taking off your vest to support a different weapon combination or et cetera. The RTI wheel is designed with our RTI hangers to lock into place securely, whether it be on your hip or whether it be in a drop leg panel. But we also have the belt molly adapter for vests or for your webbing that you can place anywhere on your vest or on your side. You can pop it off a drop leg panel with the RTI hanger, and then you can mount that in the center of your chest. Now, a lot of guys that are working narcotics or dope, you know, a lot of them like to carry the drop leg panel for search warrants and et cetera. But when you get in a car, that kind of gets in the way of your console, et cetera. And with the Molly adapter, you could pop that off, and if you have one mounted on your vest, you could slip it into the RTI wheel right there on your vest. And now you have easy access to your weapon out of the way, right there on the chest or on the side or wherever you decide to mount it. So the combination factor with the RTI is only limited by somebody's imagination, to be honest. There's so many things that you can do with it. And I think that's what sets us apart, is when Scott started his company, again, he listened to the police officers, he listened to the military, took their ideas and then put it on paper and then into graphics and designed these items. And our RTI wheel system is probably one of the most popular things that we sell. It's just so versatile. I even have an RTI wheel mounted in my car where I can lock and load my Glock 26 with an OSH holster with RTI hanger. So it's pretty neat, to be honest with you.
In addition to the weapon carry systems, you also have plenty of ammunition carry systems that go along with it. You've got the Haley Strategic Partner D3 carrier. You've got your own proprietary rifle magazine and pistol magazine carriers. Exactly. Really, somebody can go to that one site and basically outfit their entire belt. And I opened this up by saying that somebody like you never scrimped on your holsters. The price point on a G-code is very comparable to everybody that sells this stuff, aren't they?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I mean, we're not trying to, you know, obviously we're a company and we're in the business to sell tactical accessories and stuff like that. But our number one focus is not so much as to price gouge anything or et cetera. Our whole concept is to outfit the consumer, whether it be the end user or the military professional, law enforcement professional, with the best possible equipment. Because this the biggest thing with our systems is that we know that people that are using this, the majority of people that are using our equipment, are in professions that require a lot of attention. They're dangerous professions, i.e. the military and law enforcement. And we can't, just like you have a weapon failure, we don't want to have an equipment failure out there. So everything that we do is designed around that. And we're always trying to improve our weapon systems. You mentioned the D3 carrier. That's probably one of our most popular systems as well. The ability to mount some AR mags, and then you can also put a pistol mag on top of that carrier. And there's so many combinations that you can do there. You can mount it on the side. You can mount it on your vest. And in addition, we're always looking ahead as far as new development. Right now we have numerous projects that are ongoing that will be released to the public probably in the near future. Once we complete them with some new magazine carriers, some new concepts that Scott has listened to the consumers based on what they've inputted and made some improvements. So it's kind of exciting for us.
I know. Scott has sort of described them to me. We're not going to talk about them now because he told me this in confidence, but when it comes time for them to be back, for them to be debuted, I'm going to have to bring you back. We're about to run out of time. You can find and deal with the people at G-Code. All of this stuff, 100% American-made, right out of North Carolina.
Exactly.
You can find them at tacticalholsters.com. You're going to save money, and you're going to have, in a lot of cases, you're going to save money. And you're going to have a holster that you may buy it in one configuration, but it has limitless configurations. And their budget holster is it's the only holster I carry just because it is a great holster, the OSH. So,
exactly. And Bill, can I add one last thing? I know we have
absolutely. Yes, sir.
I just want the customers to know too that, you know, we're not a huge company like some of our competitors, but we are a very, very solid company. And one of our things too that people don't realize is that there's a lifetime warranty in our products. So if you buy something from us 10 years ago and it just breaks or something's wrong with it, all they have to do is call my division and we will be more than happy to assist a customer with a free replacement or repair if possible. So a lot of people don't understand that. Now we own the customer's issues, in other words. That's our motto here. You know, we take our customers seriously, so we want them to be happy not just for 5 years or 10 years, but for a lifetime.
Very good. Thank you, Robin. Give my regards to Jesse and Scott. We will talk soon.
Most definitely. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Coming up next from Victory First, Matt Jacquet. Also Trigger Time TV. So now we're going to segue into training. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I encourage everybody all the time to go train. And while I'm doing that, sometimes I have to confess that when I train, I don't train all the time, realistically. My next guest, who I hope to train with one day, when that happens, he's going to force me to train realistically. And I'm going to get the benefit of his many years in law enforcement and in the military, as he has developed technique over time. I'm going to get the benefit of all of that, and I'm going to be forced to face reality. Joining me from Victory First and Trigger Time TV, and Matt, I hope I pronounced your last name right. Matt, we're joined now by Matt Jacquet. Is that right?
It's close, Bill. It's Jacquet, long A.
Jacquet, very good. One of the things that impressed me about you when we were talking is that one of the things that you do is you make people train from a concealed carry perspective.
Yeah, it's one of the things that it's not that I make people train that way. I strongly encourage it. So when folks, you know, contact me or sign up for the class, and they may ask a question, you know, do I have to train from concealment, or can I still run my battle belt, my plate carrier, and things like that? If they want to, that's completely fine. I will hand out accolades for getting out there and training no matter how you do it. But the growing and the increase in folks that want to train that way, it really warms my heart. It's, I mean, it's one of the things that, that I've been doing for the better part of 15, 20 years. So when folks now take a step back and either read some of the articles that I've written or have read after action reports from folks that have been through the class, it's really taken a hold of people like, wow, it's, you know, that's a good point. You know, I run around there, the percentage of folks that run around on plate carriers and battle belts and stuff is a small number, from day to day life here,
right,
in the continental United States. So when they want to come out and they want to figure out how to train and fight from concealment, I'm more than happy to welcome them with open arms, and we do that.
Got somebody in the chat room that says he needs to train with you. He trains within, you've set up shop within an hour of his house. Go train with him, Valley Nick. What is the, with the preponderance of your students when you're, when you've got somebody, let's say you've got someone like me or our buddy Gene Higdon, our mutual pal. When we show up to a class for somebody with somebody like you, do you have to, fight us on preconceived notions through, or, I would try to be receptive, but, you know, I've been carrying a gun for 20 years. I ran a gun professionally for 7. What kind of challenges do you have with something like that?
Actually, I don't see that many challenges. I think that once folks come out and within the first couple of minutes, and there have been folks that have shown up, at the class, and, you know, I try and meet everybody as soon as they show up, you know, introduce myself, you know, start that rapport right off, kind of put them at ease a little bit, because I think there's a lot of classes that you go to and it's, you know, you're just inundated with so much information. So if I can get somebody to take a step back and just talk to me for a second, I'll ask them, hey, you know, I'll meet them at the car. Hey, what'd you show up with today? And it's the folks that show up for a handgun class that have a valid concealed carry permit. They're legal to carry where we're training, and they show up and their gun's, you know, in the bag or, it's somewhere else other than on their person. And I may just engage them in conversation real quick. Say, hey, if you're, you know, you left the house this morning, where did you stop on the way here? You know, you stopped at 7-Eleven, get ice or drinks, you know, all these other things. And right from there, I get that look of, yeah, you're probably right. I probably should. So it's, there was an article that just came out this morning from Breach Bank Clear. One of the writers, her name is Kate. She was in one of my classes and she's a first time shooter. She had done enough from her home state to get a concealed weapons permit, but she had never gone through a formal class, and she went through fundamentals of everyday carry. So it's, and even from there, you know, she gave me great accolades. It was a very cool and very humbling article, from her, from a first time. So it was a double whammy for me. It was a first time shooter and she was a woman. And she rocked it, for 2 days, and she was from 3 yards to 100 yards. She was hitting steel targets at 100 yards with a Glock 26. So,
wow.
it makes me feel good when a first time shooter can come out and they can, by the end of the first day or definitely by the end of the second day, they're just completely, rolling it, and it's a learning process. I've had several people come through class. They're like, "Wow, I've carried a gun for 10 years from concealment. I've never drawn from concealment shot." You can't go to ranges for the most part, indoor ranges. You know, it's put the gun in the box. You know, one shot per second. Then you can't draw from the holster. So then, taking all of my experience and trying to translate that into how you clear a cover garment, whether it's an open front cover garment, closed cover garment, how many layers do you have on, and working through those things. So it's obstacles to overcome, very few, if any. I could probably count on one hand how many times people are like, "Wow, I've never done it that way." And I completely believe in it's not the way, it's a way. You know, 101 ways to skin a cat, just like there's 101 ways to effectively put shots on a target. However, over the last 20 years, I've kind of ironed out exactly the economy of movement, economy of motion, and the quickest way to get the gun from whatever concealment garment it is, whether it's off the body carry or either of the two that I've discussed before, get them on steel. And if they try that, very, very few say, "Well, I like my way better." Hey, roger that. Drive on. It works for you. Perfect it and make it well.
How many first-time shooters show up to your class and discover they picked the wrong gun?
There are a couple. There's guys that show up that, you know, are trying to rock, you know, a large frame gun. You can do that in some instances off the body carry. You can do that, but if you're trying to, and it's not so much the wrong gun. If they have done their due diligence and their research and they figure that that is the best gun for them, we can run that gun and we'll run it for, you know, 800, 900 rounds over a 2-day period or a 3-day period, depending on which class it is. And they may come to their own conclusions because they have not run that gun. You know, they may come down to, you know, maybe I need something a little bigger, a little smaller, what have you. It was one of the obstacles that Kate, we were talking about with Bruce Van Clear when she was writing that article. She started with that 26. And that 26 is a bulldog to shoot when you're shooting, you know, super hot ammo out of it. She was trying to tame that thing. We put her on a G19, got her ironed out, and she went right back to her 26 once she got the fundamentals down and could work it. And she made that work for her. So it's, there's the kind of the hurdle of, she's, man, if she's 5'4", a buck five, that's all she is. So to hide a G19 on somebody like that is a challenge in and of itself. So she went back to the 26, but she was able to take away everything she could from running the G19 back to the 26, just knowing that she was going to have to increase that grip strength and work on her stance a little bit to be able to pull that off and make it happen. But it's the concealment gun that she needs. It's difficult to hide a gun on somebody with that frame.
I carry a Glock 26. I'm big enough to where I could hide a sawed-off shotgun. But I carry,
right.
I carry Glock 26 a lot of times, so I mean, I like Glock 26. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break. Victory First, you can find them at victory-first.com. You can catch Matt at Trigger Time TV from time to time. I had earlier this week, I had Jim Gilliland and Troy Gallant on from Trigger Time TV. And so you can catch him there as well. We'll be right back with Matt Jaquie. I'll get it right sooner. We'll be right back with Matt from Victory First. Thank you, sir. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, final time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This hour brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Matt Jaquie. You know, the other day, Matt, I was getting that right every time, and for some reason, I've got so many pronunciations running through. We're talking to Matt from Victory First. In addition to some of the work he's done at other places, you are now also working with Fernando Coelho over at Panteo Productions, aren't you?
I did a couple of seasons of Trigger Time TV, and then I've also done three videos with Fernando and the crew over at Panteo. And then last year, as Fernando was given the opportunity to start Make Ready TV, he asked me to be a co-host with Kaylee Jeans over on Make Ready TV, which is on the Pursuit channel as well. And I couldn't pass that up. It was very cool that he asked me to do that. So it's, Make Ready TV and the Panteo Productions crew. It's a good time over there for sure.
Yeah, one thing about Fernando, if you've never seen a Make Ready video, the film crew that Fernando uses used to be the film crew on Miami Vice. Did you know that, Matt?
Yep, absolutely. And it's actually a lot of the video stuff that we do, most of the scenes, well, all of the ones that I've done except for some of the openings for Make Ready TV were all done down in Florida. And there was... There's always Miami Vice jokes and references on the set. It's a good time because I would have never guessed as a young lad sitting around watching Sonny and Crockett on TV that I would end up some power removed from the TV show, but it's kind of cool to talk to some of those guys.
Let me ask you a question because this came up, and this is the reason I had the guys on from Trigger Time. The question was asked to me, what is the value of watching people like you on video, on TV, versus actually coming out and training with you, which I already know the answer to that, but I'd just like to hear your take on it.
And it's one of the questions that that I had asked myself when Fernando had initially asked me to come on and run a couple of videos with him. But I think that it is more... it's advantageous for two reasons. One, on the front end, if somebody says, you know, hey, I want to go take a Matt Jaquie's Victory First class, but I'm nervous, I don't know what's going to go on, or, you know, this, that, and whatever questions they have up front, they can go watch the video, whether they buy the video or they stream it live from the site, and kind of get an idea. So it's almost like studying for a test, if you will. So they can go on and see exactly what's going to go on. Maybe that helps them with, like, fundamentals of everyday carry. There's several chapters in the front end of that, as I talk about gear selection, from good belts to holsters to handguns, locations, all that other stuff, and that may just be the reference material they need as they're prepping for next year's training funds. Hey, you know, what do I need to do to set myself up for success on this? And then on the backside, where maybe they do their homework on the front end, they've got the video, they come to the class, and then a couple of months down the road, they're like, well, what was it that he said? Or, you know, let me get a refresher, and then they can watch that video on the backside, maybe pick something up that they didn't catch first go around because they were drinking from a water hose trying to figure out exactly what was going on and what they needed to do. But now they've seen the class, and they can go back and now watch the video and say, oh, you know what, that was, I remember this, or I remember that, or I need to implement something like that. So there's no way that videos can replace actual training. It's like dry fire and live fire. Dry fire has its place in it, and it definitely will help you, and it will help sharpen some of the skills you need for live fire, but you always have to reinforce those training segments with live fire and validate those things.
Your one-day pistol workshop, the way you describe this is this class is going to cover the dynamics of carrying a concealed handgun as a daily responsibility. And you made reference to the people that show up with their gun in a bag or in a box or something. How many people that you actually talk to have the valid permit, have trained with you, and don't carry the gun?
I don't really know. And it's I would hope that once they go through some of those classes and listen to me talk, and specifically when you sit down and watch how the world is kind of unraveling at the seams in some places, read the news, read some valid news and see exactly what's going on. I would hope that if you've spent the money and the time to get your concealed weapon permit, you go out and you spend money on a gun, you spend money on a good belt, you spend money on a good holster, and then you, it's kind of funny because people laugh and say, look, your sock drawer is for socks. Your glove box is for your gloves or a flashlight. It is not a place to put your gun. It's
right.
If you have that, you need to carry it. And it's one of those things where I've been carrying a gun on my person either as a job, as a cop, or as an instructor, or when I leave work and that gun is on me. It's to the point now when I don't have it, I literally get sick to my stomach. It's almost like losing a kid at Disney World or being in a store trying to buy something, you realize that you don't have your wallet on you. It's when I drop my checked baggage off at the TSA counter, is probably some of the sickest moments in my life when I have to leave that there and I walk away and I am now down to, you know, something happening. I've got to run in somewhere and grab a beer bottle and a rusty spoon to try and solve problems should something like that arise. So it's I would hope that folks really take a step back and look at it and say, you know, it's, and as a retired cop, I can tell you, cops can't get there fast enough. It doesn't matter that the lag time from you calling 911 to that going to a call taker, the call taker translating that, typing into the computer so the dispatcher can physically see it. The lag time, cops will get there as soon as they can, but there's always a lag time. It's a lot of damage can be done in the probably minimum of 2 minutes before the call actually makes its way to the radio car and they get there. So it's your personal and family safety is going to rely on you. So it's whether it's a spontaneous criminal or a calculated criminal, it's going to be, the responsibility solely lies with you. So I hope they take that from that and run with it.
One of the things I like about the way you teach your classes, and this is the part that I like, the realism in it, fighting from concealment, this is not a beginner's class. It's not a basic class. You make sure that everybody has been through some prior training for this because it's a little more complicated. But all presentations are coming from a concealed holster, and you're, you know, with a shirt over it of some sort, and you train them as if they are at a 7-Eleven, a grocery store, or a restaurant, somewhere where there's other people who probably aren't prepared like your students would be. How many, you know, I've never heard it phrased that way. I've been to plenty of defensive pistol classes, and they never, it's in a lot of cases the same thing. I'm walking left and walking right, going forward, backward on my back, leaning on the target, that kind of thing. not really that kind of a realistic scenario. And the 7-Eleven is different from the grocery store, which is different from the restaurant, and you approach all of that stuff.
Right. And it's one of the things where I think in a lot of the AARs that I've read from students that have gone through the class, the other thing that I can offer students is the aspect of the responding uniform. Now, here I am. This is how I dealt with it as a cop. I'm showing up at this scene, and this is what's going on. I can, and it's from the, like, the post-shooting process, the post-engagement process. How do you ensure that, one, if you're standing in front of somebody that you just had to dispatch because they were a threat to you or your family, things like that. Now, what do you do to ensure that the cop that pulled in around the backside, you didn't see him, he's over there doing paperwork, heard the shot, you know, he hears the shots and the things going on up front, he comes around, and now you're standing there with a gun extended, and there's some guy laying on the ground, or somebody that's another concealed weapons permit holder pulls in and sees you, all they see is the tail end of it, of you pulling the trigger, that bad guy holds a few, he goes to the ground, and that's all they see. So now how do you mitigate the risk chances of you now getting shot, trying to be the good guy and solve this problem? And so there's a lot of that, and there's a lot of people that get the aha moments, along with, hey, you know, whenever you end up shooting somebody out on the street as a concealed weapons permit holder, you're going to go to jail. That's not true. It's absolutely 100% not true. If you can justify that person had the opportunity, the intent, and capability to do you serious bodily harm or death, or a loved one that's with you, all you got to do is tell the story. Yes, there's a fine line of how much you give up and how much you tell, but if you give them nothing, then you're probably going to go somewhere. If you give them, hey, you know, look, this is what happened. He shot this person, did this, did that. All the pictures of the line officer can understand what's going on. The detective gets there, tell them the same thing, and then go with it from there. It just comes down to training. You know, if you're just like if you've
been
shooting.
I'm running out of time. We will do this again, though. Check him out at Victory First. Yes, sir. Thank you. Folks, that is it for the day. Stay safe. Remember what I always say.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.